You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Brewster. Hello, St. Louis and surrounding areas. You are listening to another edition of At Your Service, heard right here on the Voice of St. Louis, KMOX. Welcome, everybody. Hello. My name is Dave Simons, certified financial planner by day and the occasional guest host at night. And so good to be joining you live from the downtown studio. I don't know that many of you even know this, but I would say a fair number of the times that I sit in as a guest host, I'm not even here in the studio. Now, I'm live. I'm just in another part of the country. I do a lot of traveling. So I have actually been in a side office, maybe business related. They'll let me use our office at night, and I'll go in there and figure out a way that I can hook it up to my laptop. Or I've actually done the show from a hotel room. And I'll put up pillows around me to try to have the best soundproof system I can. So I, with today's technology, I think it's very, very difficult to discern when somebody is not actually live in a studio anymore. But maybe some of you who have a real ear for that kind of thing, Dave sounds slightly tinny tonight. Or I notice a little feedback in my high-priced stereo system. But not tonight. I am right here in the KMOX studio back home in St. Louis. And in fact, I'll be in the studio the next time that I am scheduled to fill in as a guest host. And that is 2 weeks from tonight on the 26th of March. Welcome, everybody. I am going to start off with something that we all know to be true. It's going to be very obvious. It's something that we can all agree on. in these divisive days here in the good old United States of America. I'm going to start off with something we can all join hands, sing kumbaya, and say, yes, we all agree on. And it's this. The national media, especially more on the talk show variety, national cable shows, give more opinion than fact. If you want the truth, you may have to go elsewhere because they only spin it in the way that their audience wants. Well, Mr. Obvious, tell us something we don't know. Is that what you're really going to start with? Because I'm going to change the channel if I'm not learning anything new. No, bear with me here. There's a reason that I start off with something so obvious. It's related to back into my field of expertise, the economy, investing, Wall Street, on a report that came out today. You may have heard it, the latest inflation numbers for the month of February. So there are a couple of different numbers that we look at, but for the most part, the numbers came in fairly in line. There was one number that was slightly higher than expected. Not much. We're talking about a tenth of 1%. For the most part, there was not a huge surprise one way or the other, where even Wall Street said, oh my gosh, look at this, where inflation is way hotter than expected, or it's really cooling off and the Fed could start cutting rates. So not, we didn't get any report like that. But you wouldn't know it depending on what side of the political ideological line you reside and what news source you use. Because here's the problem, my friends. We all, and this is what I started off with, one thing that we can all agree on, we'll say, you know, it's too bad we live in these kind of divided times, and the national cable shows, the media there, and the opinions that they give us are always preaching and giving us the news that's opinion-related and not factual in nature. And we all lament that, and we all want to return back into the glory days, let's say, of the Walter Cronkite Evening News and things like that, and David Brinkley, and that's when we got the news that was just factual, hard data, and then we could make up our own minds about it. And you know what I do when I hear that? I push back. And I say, no, that's not what you want. So, yeah, I'm telling all of us collectively, look in the mirror. Because when you say that, what you're really saying is, no, I want the other side of that line to come a little bit more my way. Because you're comfortable on your side. If you are on the left and you get your news, let's say from CNN, or even go farther left than that, and MSNBC is your place, you have to know and understand that you are not getting all factual data. You're having it spun in a way that makes sense to your area of the world and how life is colored in your lens. I hope you know that. And it's the same on the right. If you lean that way or you're over that way, and that's where you primarily get most of your news, you think that you're getting just factual news all the time, 24/7, but you are not. You are having things spun in your direction, sometimes on both sides, not just misleading, but outright lies, which I'm going to prove in just a second. You can go even farther right if you wish and go out to like a Newsmax. But for the purposes of this discussion, I'm going to use mainly just CNN, leaning left, Fox News, leaning right, and coming back to this inflation story. So I just told you that inflation that was just reported this morning, it was expected that we would see the inflation number year over year would be at 3.1%. It actually came out at 3.2%. So it wasn't exactly a lot more than expected. We're talking, like I said, about that 0.1%. And then month over month, it was 0.4%, which was in line from January to February. Okay, nothing, again, greatly out of the ordinary. So my guilty pleasure is then to compare both sides and to see how both sides are reporting it, because I already know what's going to happen. And if you're really honest with yourself, when you say, I wish the news media would do a better job of just reporting the facts, and you need that so you can come up with a more reasonable conclusion on a story, let's say, so you're not getting just one side, you owe it to yourself then even if you're on one side or the other, to go to the other side and say, well, I'm going to at least see how they're presenting it, because maybe my side isn't being as factual as I would like them to be. So I go to CNN.com early this afternoon, and here is the headline when they reported the inflation number. I'm looking at it now. This is a direct quote. This is on their website from this afternoon. Prices ticked higher in February, but there's good news at the grocery store. All right. Did you pick up on that? There's a little spin there. Yeah. Hold on, folks. Yeah, we still had inflation, but wait. There's good news, though, at the grocery store. All right. That, by the way, is not untrue. A little double negative there, which what I'm saying is it is true. All right. There was some better news at the grocery store, which I'm going to circle around to and get to. But right off the bat, you open up, you click on the link, and the story starts this way. Higher prices at the gas pump pushed up inflation more than expected in February, which I already alluded to, according to the latest consumer price index from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. However, see right away, they're going, don't think inflation's out of control. There's a however here. However, inflation did slow in other key areas like food and housing, fueling a touch of positive news for the Federal Reserve and consumers alike. See what they're doing there? There was nothing that really was blatantly false. It's just the way that they are going to report the story. Instead of just saying inflation was about 0.1% higher than expected, it came in at this. It was in line month over month. These are the areas that saw higher than expected inflation. These are the areas that actually saw the prices come down month over month. And then they just report it and move on. Well, then I go to Fox. And yeah, it actually gets a little worse over there. I don't know that I was expecting to see an outright fabrication. And trust me, folks, I know that because we're so ideologically bound these days, that some of you might start getting upset and thinking I'm taking sides here. I am not. I am really coming at you here tonight. Middle of the road, no objective here on either side. I'm basically pointing out in today's world, if you really want to know the facts, unfortunately, you have to do a little bit more checking and a little bit more digging and research to get to it. Because if you're only on one side, you're having it spun your way. When we come back from this first break, I'm going to tell you how the Fox Business website reported the same story, where CNN said, hey, don't worry, things are actually better than you think. Where Fox says, oh my gosh, it ain't good. Stay with us. At your service tonight on Camo X.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, my friends. It is 8:20 St. Louis time. Of course, that's daylight savings time now, and I love it. Dave Simon's filling in tonight for At Your Service. Man, that just, I'm such a music buff when I hear songs like April Wine. I think we're getting close to outdoor concert season. This is the time of year I'll always look at what's playing out at Riverport. And yes, I still call it Riverport, so sue me. I've gone through all these different sponsored name changes, but to me, it's just Riverport. And then I looked, okay, I've ticked this one off. And then I have to determine which one will my wife go to, which is not most of them. She is a good old-fashioned country gal. And she does the same thing, by the way. So she'll look at the concert shows and think, which one can I get my husband to go to? Now, the more rockin' type, more modern country rock, I'm all in. So if it's like a Little Big Town or a Keith Urban or something, yeah, I'll go. I just love those shows. But, man, when she used to take me to Alan Jackson, oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I know I just made some people upset with me. But, hey, look, we all have different tastes, right? Just like I would go to a Breaking Benjamin show or even Metallica. I saw them the last time they were through, or a Guns N' Roses. But then I'm classic rock, too. If it's REO, Styx, Journey, Kansas, my first concert in 1978 when I was 16 was Queen. Try that for your first concert, by the way. You think all the shows are going to be like that? Yeah, not so much. All right. I digress, as I tend to do. We're talking about the different ways that, especially on the national media, the cable shows spin. And we all know that. But one of the purposes of me discussing this tonight is to hold us all accountable, to say we can talk about that in derisive terms, and we can lament the fact that maybe we're not getting the facts as we would like them, but we are part of the problem. Follow the money, my friends. If we truly, really wanted, let's say, a new nightly cable show where all they did is come out and present to you the story, no opinion, no analysis, and it was a good old-fashioned throwback from decades ago, and that's how they presented the news, I bet you it would fail. There is something about getting riled up. These folks, I'm telling you, they've perfected it. They've got the psychologists looking at it. They get the eyeballs on both sides. If you are on the right and you love Fox News, they know exactly the kind of red meat to throw at you that's going to keep you coming back. This is lab tested, my friends. It really is. And same on the left. Now, we know Fox News has more viewers, so they're not going to change anything. CNN, I think they've just kind of accepted their place. Look, we're not catching Fox News, but we're comfortable where we are. We're still very profitable. And we know that we take the center left and even far left over here. That's who we are. We still get the eyeballs and we still sell advertising dollars. They're not, neither side is going to change. So in the first part of the show, I used this report today about the inflation number. And it's just, it's factual data, but it's amazing how you can spin it. So I mentioned CNN.com. Their headline was prices ticked higher in February, but there's good news at the grocery store. So it's kind of a positive spin, right? And then over at Fox, this is actually foxbusiness.com. Interestingly enough, I thought I would see something just on the Fox.com, Fox regular new foxnews.com site about the inflation report, and there wasn't anything there. So I guess they just say, look, that's more business related, and we're going to put that over at foxbusiness.com. Fair enough. So anyway, foxbusiness.com, here's the headline. Inflation ran hotter than expected in February as high prices persist. Again, let's compare and contrast here. CNN, prices ticked higher in February, but there's good news at the grocery store. FoxBusiness.com, inflation ran hotter than expected in February as high prices persist. Same report, different ways to report it. Then, like I did in the CNN story, and I dug down and read the first couple of lines, I will do the same here. Very first line in Fox Business. Inflation unexpectedly ticked higher in February thanks to a jump in the cost of gasoline and rent, underscoring the challenge of taming price pressures within the economy. Now, I have a discerning eye for this kind of stuff. And right away in the first few words, was not the truth. I'm just telling you, I really don't want to take sides. I'm not taking sides. I'm just presenting you the fact here. Inflation unexpectedly ticked higher in February is not true. We knew that inflation was going to tick higher. Every economist said that. Wall Street knew it. Inflation was not going to drop. Everybody knew it. So why would you purposely report that it unexpectedly ticked higher? That is actually false. Now, if you said it ticked higher than expected, you would be true, but that's not what they reported. So I kept reading a little bit farther down, and it says high inflation has created severe financial pressures. That's true so far, which I'll get to in a second. Listen to how they finish the sentence. For most U.S. households. Let me repeat. High inflation has created severe financial pressures for most U.S. households. Now, I sat there and I thought, okay, that could be true. But you see what they're saying? Something didn't ring right with me. Think about the way that they're describing it. Severe financial pressures. Now, one man's severe is another man's, it's kind of difficult. You know, it's subjective. What does severe mean? It's going to mean different things to different people. So that's the first thing I looked at. Okay, that's an interesting adjective that they're using. For most U.S. households, not some or for a number, but most, which means to me over 50%. I thought, okay, that could be true. I don't know. But this is the old journalist in me. I got to find out. Is that true? So I did some more digging. Man, I could do a podcast on this, you know. And I found the source. It's a Gallup poll. And indeed, the Gallup poll, which just came out recently, said, according to their survey, 63% of respondents said that they were experiencing personal hardship due to the effects of inflation. Okay, well, that's more than 50%. Oh, but wait a minute. Personal hardship. That's different than severe financial pressures. And then I saw it a little bit lower in the Gallup poll. Only 17% said severe. So 63%, almost two-thirds of Americans saying, yeah, I've had some hardship due to inflation. 17% labeled it as severe. And yet, in the Fox Business Report, it said most U.S. households report that they are suffering from severe financial pressures. Again, not true. So why am I doing this? Once again, I'm telling you, if you are one of those folks that really just, you kind of sigh, oh my gosh, how did we get here? I know I'm not being told the truth by the media, the national media, especially if I watch it at night and I'm only getting one side of it. You know what I think people are really saying? Not everybody, but many people are saying it's those people on the other side that are not being truthful. My side is giving me news that I can't get otherwise. And I would politely suggest to you, if you're not already admitting this, to say, yeah, you know what? My side, yeah, probably doesn't give me everything that I need to know. And I hope I laid out just one very minor example, something as simple as today's inflation report. And if you are only on the left and you only get your news from CNN, you're going to come away thinking, no, this is actually not too bad. We knew it'd be a little bit higher, but some of these prices are actually doing much better. It's heading in the right direction. We're going to be okay. If you're only on the right and you watch Fox or you read the website, you're going to think that this economy is in deep doo-doo and that it's only going to get worse, and most Americans are suffering from severe financial hardship. It's amazing, but that's the world in which we live. I am now going to give you the facts when we come back, and the real facts of the inflation report, where the highest numbers came in that we are paying significantly more for, and where some of the others are actually coming down a little bit or didn't rise as much. The facts only tonight on At Your Service. Dave Simon's filling it. Glad to be here. Hope you're enjoying this. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to At Your Service here on KMOX. Dave Simon, certified financial planner and just all-around nice guy, filling in tonight. And oh, yeah, stirring it up a little bit, but I hope I'm doing a pretty good job trying to stay middle of the road, being the equal opportunist antagonizer tonight on both sides. But now we're going to just be more factual, okay? I now want to tell you what the inflation numbers really show, because every American is affected to some degree by the inflation numbers that have come out the last several years, post-COVID, post-pandemic. We know that. So here are the numbers. I find this kind of fascinating. Do you know the item listed by the government that went up the most year over year? So February of 23 to February of 24, frozen non-carbonated juices and drinks. That's how specific these reports get. Do you know there are literally hundreds of dedicated single items listed in this report, if you ever care to look? That is up 27.2% year over year. That's the highest that I saw of anything. Then I went down, up 9.2% year over year. Again, the overall average number was 3.2%. So anything at 9.2 is much higher. Uncooked beef roast. That's an item. Feel sorry for you young parents, but baby food and formula year over year up 8.8%. Some of you young parents are probably nodding your head. Oh, yeah, we know it. Then stuff that I like to snack on, and it's one item, olives, pickles, and relishes up 3.3%. Pretty much in line. I just had to find something that was kind of in line with your average increase. Then you have the non-food items. Motor vehicle insurance. This is interesting to me. I don't know why. I'm sure I could do some digging and figure out why that is so much higher than a year ago. It's not like I've heard of a slew of extra vehicle crashes and collisions across the country over the past year, but motor vehicle insurance costs are up 20.6% year over year. We all know this is true. Admission to sporting events, up 11% from a year ago. Now, that's sort of a one-off. That really doesn't have anything to do with just normal, regular inflationary pressures. That's its own category, if you think about it. You've got the TV revenue, of course, and so the players are demanding and getting higher salaries. Then you get the suites and the skyboxes and all this extra stuff, and then it's passed on to us. And we pay it because we're still packing the various stadiums of different sports around the country. This is another interesting one. I don't know why this is, but I guess some service items are much higher. Tax return preparations, very timely for this time of year. But the average tax return cost is up 9.8% from a year ago. Our fellow accountants making a little bit extra money above inflation. Non-prescription drugs up 9.3%. We do know that's true. The cost of taking our medications has gone up quite a bit. Just a few more here. Personal care products. It says here, hair. Don't have to worry about that. No inflation for yours truly on hair products. Then there's dental and shaving, which, of course, I do use. But on average, a little bit higher, 5.9% from a year ago. And then last one that I'll take, dry cleaning services, which I use, up 4.7% from a year ago. And then I get to just a couple more items that has both year over year and month to month. And this gets back to how you can spin it different ways. It depends on where your starting point is. So what is the thing that most of us look at a lot of times outside of food? When we go to the grocery store, what's the other thing that we tend to quote about prices going up and down? Gas, right? We all know typically the price of a gallon of gas when we go and fuel up our tanks. So gas prices, year over year, get this. Would you have guessed that gas is actually down from 12 months ago? It is. The national average price of a gallon of gas is down 4.2%. From February of 23 to February of 24. However, month to month, it's different. Gas from January to February went up 4.1%. So we get back to the meat. How do you want to spin it? You could say, as CNN did in their report, gas prices have fallen, which is factually true from a year ago. I read in the Fox News report that they were talking about how gas prices have led to the increase in inflation in February, which is factually true, up 4.1. It's too bad, though, that both sides don't report both of those. It gets back to, if you really just wanted to report the facts without spin, you would report both. You would say gas price, and you wouldn't even say good news. No, you wouldn't even put that in. You would just say, as part of the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, that was reported by the Labor Department this morning, gasoline prices are 4.2% lower on average in this country from a year ago. However, month to month, gas prices are up a little bit, actually more than a little bit month to month, up 4.1%, and then leave it alone. Unfortunately, that's not how things are reported. And one more thing, electricity. That's the other thing that we obviously all have to pay for. And electricity, where is this here? Electricity year over year is up 3.6%. Month over month, it barely ticked up, 0.3%. Now, we can't ignore the fact that inflation overall continues to be a problem. And this gets back to politics. This is no spin here. But if you are on the Democrat side and you are trying to get Joe Biden reelected, that is a big hurdle to overcome. There are two things that are first and foremost in voters' minds. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Two things. The two most major things. There's a lot of different things, of course, obviously. But it's always going to be the economy. And in this case, the subset is inflation. And the second thing is immigration. Just speaking in my lane of expertise on the inflation and economic side, that's a big hurdle that they're going to have to overcome. You can say, look, inflation has trended down over the past year, which is, again, factually correct. But that's not what consumers feel. They don't feel where inflation has gone in the last couple of months. All they know on average is the cumulative effect over the past 3 years, three plus years, that inflation on average is up about 32 to 33% at the grocery store. Just an array of a sample basket of goods. And this isn't Dave Simon speaking. This is actually reported by the consumer. I guess that's not the Labor Department. I forget who would report that. But this is a government agency reporting that it's up about 32 to 33% from basically post-COVID. That's what people are feeling. Now, I actually happened to listen live to the Donald Trump interview on CNBC yesterday morning. I didn't even know he was going to be on. I was traveling, and I just talked earlier about traveling. That's what I was doing. I was in my car. I was actually not on business this time. I was visiting in-laws in a small town north of Wichita. And I got up at 5:30 yesterday morning, and I drove back to St. Louis. And I was listening to this. It was a rambling interview. We all know that you can ask Donald Trump a question, and he'll might kind of start there, but he'll end up going down like four or five different rabbit holes, and he's hard to catch. It's hard, but he mentioned inflation, and he said, you know, inflation is up about 32% or so on a cumulative basis, and he's right about that. But then he couldn't help himself. He said, but I think it's more like over 50%. Like, Donald, you didn't have to just make up a number. Why you always do that? Why do you do that? But that's what he said. And then it becomes a fact. The rest of the interview, he would come back to that sometimes. And then, of course, we know that, you know, the cumulative effect of inflation is over 50%. I'm just like, that's just not true. Again, I'm not trying to take sides. I'm just, it's just too bad that that's where we are as a country. In the media and politicians. And by the way, Donald Trump's not the only one to do it. I know. I see it on the left. I'm just trying to be fair here and just telling you that's what I heard based on inflation and based on the interview yesterday. So I'm going to conclude this whole segment here by just saying this. You're going to have to do your own research and do a little bit more.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to At Your Service here on Camo X. Dave Simon, certified financial planner and just all-around nice guy, filling in tonight. And, oh, yeah, stirring it up a little bit, but I hope I'm doing a pretty good job trying to stay middle of the road, being the equal opportunist antagonizer tonight on both sides. But now we're going to just be more factual, okay? I now want to tell you what the inflation numbers really show, because we're all, every American is affected to some degree by the inflation numbers that have come out the last several years, post-COVID, post-pandemic. We know that. So here are the numbers. I find this kind of fascinating. Do you know the item listed by the government that went up the most year over year? So February of 23 to February of 24, frozen non-carbonated juices and drinks. That's how specific these reports get. Do you know there are literally hundreds of dedicated single items listed in this report, if you ever care to look? That is up 27.2% year over year. That's the highest that I saw of anything. Then I went down, up 9.2% year over year. Again, the overall average number was 3.2%. So anything at 9.2 is much higher. Uncooked beef roast. That's an item. Feel sorry for you young parents, but baby food and formula year over year up 8.8%. Some of you young parents are probably nodding your head. Oh, yeah, we know it. Then stuff that I like to snack on, and it's one item, olives, pickles, and relishes up 3.3%. Pretty much in line. I just had to find something that was kind of in line with your average increase. Then you have the non-food items. Motor vehicle insurance. This is interesting to me. I don't know why. I'm sure I could do some digging and figure out why that is so much higher than a year ago. It's not like I've heard of a slew of extra vehicle crashes and collisions across the country over the past year, but motor vehicle insurance costs are up 20.6% year over year. We all know this is true. Admission to sporting events up 11% from a year ago. Now, that's sort of a one-off. That really doesn't have anything to do with just normal, regular inflationary pressures. That's its own category, if you think about it. You've got the TV revenue, of course. And so the players are demanding and getting higher salaries. Then you get the suites and the skyboxes and all this extra stuff. And then it's passed on to us. And we pay it because we're still packing the various stadiums of different sports around the country. This is another interesting one. I don't know why this is, but I guess some service items are much higher. Tax return preparations, very timely for this time of year. But the average tax return cost is up 9.8% from a year ago. Our fellow accountants making a little bit extra money above inflation. Non-prescription drugs up 9.3%. We do know that's true. The cost of taking our medications has gone up quite a bit. Just a few more here. Personal care products. It says here, hair. Don't have to worry about that. No inflation for yours truly on hair products. Then there's dental and shaving, which, of course, I do use. But on average, a little bit higher, 5.9% from a year ago. And then last one that I'll take, dry cleaning services, which I use, up 4.7% from a year ago. And then I get to just a couple more items that has both year over year and month to month. And this gets back to how you can spin it different ways. It depends on where your starting point is. So what is the thing that most of us look at a lot of times outside of food? When we go to the grocery store, what's the other thing that we tend to quote about prices going up and down? Gas, right? We all know typically the price of a gallon of gas when we go and fuel up our tanks. So gas prices, year over year, get this, would you have guessed that gas is actually down from 12 months ago? It is. The national average price of a gallon of gas is down 4.2% from February of 23 to February of 24. However, month to month, it's different. Gas from January to February went up 4.1%. So we get back to the meat. How do you want to spin it? You could say, as CNN did in their report, gas prices have fallen, which is factually true from a year ago. I read in the Fox News report that they were talking about how gas prices have led to the increase in inflation in February, which is factually true, up 4.1. It's too bad, though, that both sides don't report both of those. It gets back to, if you really just wanted to report the facts without spin, you would report both. You would say gas price, and you wouldn't even say good news. No, you wouldn't even put that in. You would just say, as part of the CPI, or Consumer Price Index, that was reported by the Labor Department this morning, gasoline prices are 4.2% lower on average in this country from a year ago. However, month to month, gas prices are up a little bit, actually more than a little bit month to month, up 4.1%, and then leave it alone. Unfortunately, that's not how things are reported. And one more thing, electricity. That's the other thing that we obviously all have to pay for. And electricity, where is this here? Electricity year over year is up 3.6%. Month over month, it barely ticked up, 0.3%. Now, we can't ignore the fact that inflation overall continues to be a problem. And this gets back to politics. This is no spin here. But if you are on the Democrat side and you are trying to get Joe Biden reelected, that is a big hurdle to overcome. There are two things that are first and foremost in voters' minds. Doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on. Two things. The two most major things. There's a lot of different things, of course, obviously. But it's always going to be the economy, and in this case, the subset is inflation. And the second thing is immigration. Just speaking in my lane of expertise on the inflation and economic side, that's a big hurdle that they're going to have to overcome. You can say, look, inflation has trended down over the past year, which is, again, factually correct. But that's not what consumers feel. They don't feel where inflation has gone in the last couple of months. All they know on average is the cumulative effect over the past 3 years, three plus years, that inflation on average is up about 32 to 33% at the grocery store. The just a array of a sample basket of goods. And this isn't Dave Simon speaking. This is actually reported by the consumer. I guess that's not the Labor Department. I forget who would report that. But this is a government agency reporting that it's up about 32 to 33% from basically post-COVID. That's what people are feeling. Now, I actually happened to listen live to the Donald Trump interview on CNBC yesterday morning. I didn't even know he was going to be on. I was traveling, and I just talked earlier about traveling. That's what I was doing. I was in my car. I was actually not on business this time. I was visiting in-laws in a small town north of Wichita. And I got up at 5:30 yesterday morning, and I drove back to St. Louis. And I was listening to this. It was a rambling interview. We all know that you can ask Donald Trump a question, and he'll might kind of start there, but he'll end up going down like four or five different rabbit holes, and he's hard to catch. It's hard, but he mentioned inflation. And he said, you know, inflation is up about 32% or so on a cumulative basis. And he's right about that. But then he couldn't help himself. He said, but I think it's more like over 50%. Like, Donald, you didn't have to just make up a number. Why? You always do that. Why do you do that? But that's what he said. And then it becomes a fact. The rest of the interview, he would come back to that sometimes. And then, of course, we know that, you know, the cumulative effect of inflation is over 50%. I'm just like, that's just not true. Again, I'm not trying to take sides. I'm just, it's just too bad that that's where we are as a country in the media and politicians. And by the way, Donald Trump's not the only one to do it. I know. I sit on the left. I'm just trying to be fair here and just telling you that's what I heard based on inflation and based on the interview yesterday. So I'm going to conclude this whole segment here by just saying this. You're going to have to do your own research and do a little bit more digging. And as much as a pain as it might be, if you want to know the full-fledged roundabout truth of any particular item, you're going to have to come out of your comfort zone and occasionally go to the other side where you don't like to be just to see if they're reporting it differently. And they will. And you actually might pick up a kernel or a nugget of truth that you're not getting on your own side. If you're not willing to do that, fine. But you have to be honest to say, I probably am not getting the full picture here, and I'm just going to have to be comfortable with that. And in a way, that's too bad. We'll be right back. Your service. Well, it's actually kind of Tuesday there, Lou Graham, but you know, you're close. You're close. It is Tuesday, March 12th, of course. I'll be back on next time, filling in at your service exactly 2 weeks from tonight, which is a Tuesday, of course, and that will be March 26th, and already looking forward to it. So, speaking of only perhaps being on one side politically, and that's fine. We're all going to say, well, I'm kind of lean this way or I'm way over that way. But if you're too far over to one side, you can tend to even believe more of the conspiratorial type stuff. Man, have we seen a cottage industry created in recent years based on conspiracies where, unfortunately, some people just don't even do any other checking or research, and they just say, no, that's factual. You get so far down that rabbit hole, you don't even know any more reality. But that means it's your reality, and you don't understand why other people don't share your viewpoints. One of the big ones is gold. Now, gold, ever since I've been in this business for 30 years, has always been somewhat controversial in terms of what its real investment value should be. Should you have it, you know, forever and just always have some in case the world blows up? Or should you do it more as a trading thing when inflation starts to pick up? Okay, maybe you have it as a hedge. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but everyone has sort of a different opinion on that. But in gold, it's taken on a life of its own with social media and with the advent of satellite radio. And you hear all these ads about the dollar is going to crash and go to zero, which, by the way, is not true. And we are also going, the government's going to force a digital dollar on us here shortly, which is not true. And that we should all buy gold and sell, you know, and the banking industry is going to collapse, which is not true. But people believe it. And this is from someone who actually owns gold. Me. I do it purely as insurance. And it's a small amount. I don't want to overstate this. It's not like I have 10% of my net worth in gold. I mean, not it barely shows up as a blip. But I have a little bit over here. In full disclosure. So one of the things that has really taken on a life of its own is the facts, the true factual reality that Russia and China. Are there any two bigger adversaries of ours right now? I don't think so. have been the largest gold buyers over the last two decades. And that kind of freaks people out a little bit. It's like, shoot, what do they know? And they're getting so much gold. Should we be worried about that? Well, let's take a step back. In the world's gold, the USA has 8.13 trillion tons of gold. 8.13. Remember that number. That's number one in the world. Germany is second at 3.35. Let me repeat that. We're number one at 8.13. Germany is second at 3.35. Italy is third, a big drop off again, down to 2.45. France at 2.43. And Russia at 2.33. China comes in sixth at 2.19 trillion. So while it is true that China and Russia have bought more than the U.S., maybe the U.S. also says, yeah, but do we need even more when we have 8.13 trillion and Russia has 2.3 and China has 2.2? And by the way, does it even matter that much? That is a whole other debate. Should you or should we have the most gold that's out there? If that makes you feel better, fine. That is the truth. I wouldn't worry about other countries buying more gold. Relatively meaningless. All right, my friends, we're going to come back and play a little anniversary. I'm going to take you back to some things I said on this very station, Camo X, back in 2009. Stay with us. Back. Your service. Well, it's actually kind of Tuesday there, Lou Graham, but you know, you're close. You're close. It is Tuesday, March 12th, of course. I'll be back on next time, filling in at your service exactly 2 weeks from tonight, which is a Tuesday, of course, and that will be March 26th, and already looking forward to it. So, speaking of only perhaps being on one side politically, and that's fine. We're all going to say, well, I'm kind of lean this way or I'm way over that way. But if you're too far over to one side, you can tend to even believe more of the conspiratorial type stuff. Man, have we seen a cottage industry created in recent years based on conspiracies where, unfortunately, some people just don't even do any other checking or research, and they just say, no, that's factual. You get so far down that rabbit hole, you don't even know any more reality. But that means it's your reality, and you don't understand why other people don't share your viewpoints. One of the big ones is gold. Now, gold, ever since I've been in this business for 30 years, has always been somewhat controversial in terms of what its real investment value should be. Should you have it, you know, forever and just always have some in case the world blows up? Or should you do it more as a trading thing when inflation starts to pick up? Okay, maybe you have it as a hedge. I'm not going to get too deep into that, but everyone has sort of a different opinion on that. But in gold, it's taken on a life of its own with social media and with the advent of satellite radio. And you hear all these ads about the dollar is going to crash and go to zero, which, by the way, is not true. And we are also going, the government's going to force a digital dollar on us here shortly, which is not true. And that we should all buy gold and sell, you know, and the banking industry is going to collapse, which is not true. But people believe it. And this is from someone who actually owns gold. Me. I do it purely as insurance. And it's a small amount. I don't want to overstate this. It's not like I have 10% of my net worth in gold. I mean, not it barely shows up as a blip. But I have a little bit over here. In full disclosure. So one of the things that has really taken on a life of its own is the facts, the true factual reality that Russia and China. Are there any two bigger adversaries of ours right now? I don't think so. have been the largest gold buyers over the last two decades. And that kind of freaks people out a little bit. It's like, shoot, what do they know? And they're getting so much gold. Should we be worried about that? Well, let's take a step back. In the world's gold, the USA has 8.13 trillion tons of gold. 8.13. Remember that number. That's number one in the world. Germany is second at 3.35. Let me repeat that. We're number one at 8.13. Germany is second at 3.35. Italy is third, a big drop off again, down to 2.45. France at 2.43. And Russia at 2.33. China comes in sixth at 2.19 trillion. So while it is true that China and Russia have bought more than the U.S., maybe the U.S. also says, yeah, but do we need even more when we have 8.13 trillion and Russia has 2.3 and China has 2.2? And by the way, does it even matter that much? That is a whole other debate. Should you or should we have the most gold that's out there? If that makes you feel better, fine. That is the truth. I wouldn't worry about other countries buying more gold. Relatively meaningless. All right, my friends, we're going to come back and play a little anniversary. I'm going to take you back to some things I said on this very station, Camo X, back in 2009. Stay with us.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.